All right, I'm ready. Hello, hello. Okay, that's better.
Great. Okay. So we're gonna do a little clap slate. So I'm gonna count to three, and so 3, 2, 1, and then we all clap together.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hello. Okay, you ready? We did it. Yeah. It's always such a false start when we do that. Okay.
And it's like everyone claps at different times, even though we're all clapping at the same time.
It's totally fine.
It's all good. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to... Shh. I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest today. We're so, so excited to have her on. Please welcome, from Kim's Convenience, Andrea Bang.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast.
This is your first podcast?
Yeah. Ever.
No way. It's COVID times. Like, everyone just starts them. Like, you should just be like, I feel like everyone's just got three now. Like, everyone's just...
Yeah, we all got podcasts, and none of them are good. No, we're so... We're so excited to have you on, Andrea. Thank you so much for choosing ours to be your first.
Yeah, what a wild...
This might be the least podcast. Oh, good.
Good.
This might be the least podcasty podcast you'll be on. Yeah. So just know that from here on out. Don't think it's going to be the same. But Andrea, thank you so much for coming. We're so excited. And Andrea, please tell people what movie you've chosen for us to watch.
So today I've chosen Child's Play, the original 1988 version. I chose it because, so I'm pretty sure I watched it. I did watch it once when I was a kid. And the one memory I have of it was being terrified.
Okay.
And I've never seen it since.
Well... Absolutely thrilled. I've never seen it. My only experience with Chucky is that when I was in the touring company of Second City, somebody had a Chucky doll taped to the ceiling of the backstage. So, like, and it was really dark back there, and that thing would freak you out at least once a show. So that's my only.
I do remember.
Do you remember this?
Like, I was drunk at, like, a Second City party. And, like, you know, like, you, like, hang out backstage and whatnot at the party sometimes. And I remember, like, turning the corner just fucking destroyed.
Yeah, it's
and
terrifying.
So scared by the Chucky doll.
Yeah, it was really scary. It was great. Great. And so you've only seen it once. So let's just get this bad boy started then.
Yeah.
Because you have just the emotional tie of being terrified. So y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's press
three,
play.
Three, two, one. Press it.
We'll lower this a lot.
Ooh,
I'm so excited. So fun fact about 1988, that's when I was born.
I remember I used to have a bunch of, I don't know, when I was younger, I had a bunch of dolls because you kind of treat them like babies. And
yeah.
I had them all displayed in my room. And after watching this, I started sleeping in my sister's room because I was scared they would come.
Sure. Now, did you just see what it said? It said a Tom Holland film. I imagine it's not the same Tom Holland that is the star of... Spider-Man movies.
He did it in the womb.
Yeah.
He's
a very successful boy.
I like that you like hid from your toys, and like I want later in life you see Toy Story and you're like, what the like,
yeah. I have nightmares.
Toy Story has the potential for being quite the horror movie.
Apparently the first versions of it were much more like scary and mean, and like Woody was really mean to this like Buzz toy, and that like it took like Steve Jobs or someone being like, it should be for children, like that like the first versions
Jobs.
Of Toy Story the first versions of Toy Story were like very mean, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. That's so is happening?
So I'm imagining that this opening scene of a chase, this is probably our origin story of how Chucky gets involved in, like, how Chucky gets possessed. Because, like, right now he's hiding outside a toy store while he's shooting at somebody.
See, I didn't know that Chucky was an actual person.
I think he is. I think he was. And then I think his soul gets inside of a doll.
Right. And no wonder he kind of looks like that, because this guy kind of looks like the doll.
Oh, you think? Okay, I gotta look. Child's Play. I mean, God, I always thought that this movie was just called Chucky.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he does
That's
again.
like what the real Chucky looks like. This is very cool. This is like, because so much of Chucky has, like, it is culture. Like, it's just a part of culture now. And so it's cool to see the actual thing that it comes from.
And there's so many
Yeah.
versions.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking
Christopher.
before of you were saying the only other one you watched was like Bride of Chucky or whatever, where
Yeah,
you're like, who made it horny? Like, why would you take this
It's
movie? Like, imagine
so.
any other like 80s horror movie, like Jason just in like a G-string, like just being like,
Is horny.
hello.
Isn't Jason the one where he is pissed off that teenagers are having sex?
Yeah, that's the opposite of horny. Like that
But
you
like there's a
described.
horniness element to it. Like
Yeah.
horniness is a part of that story. If teens didn't get horny, Jason would have no reason to murder. Right? I don't know. I don't know any of these movies.
I don't remember J like I remember do you remember did you ever watch Friday the 13th? Is that the one
That's the Jason.
with Freddy
That's
Krueger?
Jason.
Oh no, sorry, that's
Wait.
not. The one with
No,
Freddy Krueger.
Michael Myers
Michael Myers is Halloween.
is Halloween.
Yeah.
Jason is Friday the 13th, and then Freddy Krueger is Freddy
There
Krueger.
is Freddy
Nightmare on
Krueger's
Elm
Nightmare on
Street.
Elm Street. Yeah.
We're
I
horror
don't know.
connoisseurs here.
Yeah, clearly. This opening
I
credits, just gonna put out there, incredibly too long. Yeah.
That was just the style, man. Like the 80s, just every opening credit was like half an
But
hour.
this
They want to make
movie
sure.
is only an hour and 27 minutes, and they have so far wasted 4 minutes of like, we get the gist, he's being chased.
I know. And you have a
We
huge
get
like
it.
bullet in his chest, and he's just strolling
Yeah.
around.
Okay, so here we
Oh, there it
go.
is.
So does he? Okay, I'm gonna have a lot of questions. Tom Holland wrote it as well. I have a lot of questions. Like the only one Chucky doll, right? It's not like he imbues the power of like a million Chucky dolls. It's not like if you buy a Chucky doll, they're all bad.
No. I think it's just the one.
Okay.
I also would say like that's very funny that like they would then s still sell the crime scene Chucky doll, like the doll covered in blood.
Well, it's a very popular toy this holiday season. Oh my God, Andrea, this is like perfect
Oh
for Christmas.
If you're
Oh my
clamoring for
God,
Christmas
it's
Yeah.
Yeah. May I suggest haunted doll?
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta look at this guy closer because he's a little
Look
bit
at his
small on my
hair.
screen.
It's amazing.
Okay, so this guy holding the gun, that's Chris Sarandon. That's Susan Sarandon's brother.
Oh.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How did you know
Not
that?
as successful as Susan.
Oh, asking how you know that is I cut some out, I leave some in. Half of watching a movie with Vitae is her just being like, this person is this person's second cousin
Oh,
twice
yeah,
removed.
sorry.
I was like, that's such a random
Some would
fact.
say it's
No,
such a
she knows. She's
useless
right. Like,
skill.
she knows.
Wow.
It's
Such a
like
useless
the shittiest X-Men. Like, just like Wolverine gets metal claws and Vitae can just tell you who like background actors are.
yeah, let me tell you. I got it bad. That's something that I've had since I was a kid. I have this power of remembering everyone and everything in movies, and I don't know why. Because I don't remember like important information. That I don't know.
That sounds
But
like a movie idea as well.
yeah. Maybe, but it's getting worse. My memory is not what it was. I think it's due to age and like my lack of sleep, but I used to be so clean. I used to have the kind of memory where I would remember things for people. And like in high school, that was very embarrassing to me. So I would hide how good my memory was. Because like anybody that I met, anyone that I knew everything about everyone, it was just something that was like in my brain. And so now that I actually want to use it, I'm not embarrassed of it anymore. It's going away. It's like some weird curse.
That is some weird, like, superhero story in, like,
Yeah,
a,
you know what?
like, useless
We'll read it.
superpower.
Oh my God. So, Andrea, where are you now? Are you in Toronto currently, or did
No,
you
I'm back in
leave?
Vancouver.
You're back. Are you, so you're from Vancouver.
I grew up in
Cool.
Vancouver, and I just went to Toronto for when we filmed the show.
Oh, okay. So you're only based in Toronto when filming.
Yeah, and then I come back every time. I know everyone thinks I grew up in Toronto,
Yeah, well,
I
you
think
grew
because the
up at
show.
the actual convenience store, Kim's Convenience,
Yeah,
right? Like
on my off time, I lived there too.
You were born there and you'll die there.
Yeah. So I guess we'll tell the listeners our connection. My connection to Kim's Convenience is I used to date Ben Boschman, who's Gerald on the show. he's not your love interest. He's your platonic friend on the show, right?
Yeah, he plays like my best friend, basically.
He's your best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys live together on the show, right?
Yeah, yeah. Another movie that Chucky's. I was thinking of was Mother from Bong Joon-ho. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Oh, Mike. That's my favorite Bong Joon-ho movie. That's my favorite Bong Joon-ho movie.
Oh, yeah.
When Parasite came out, I was like, everyone needs to watch Mother. Like, Parasite's great.
Yeah.
I love Parasite.
Oh my God,
we've talked
same.
About how much we love Parasite on the podcast. But Mother is the one. Like, also, Mother seems like custom made for me of like someone doing the wrong thing, thinking they're doing the right thing for 2 hours is like, ooh, that's my shit. Oh, God.
No, I watched this at the film festival. And because before that, I'd watched Memories of Murder and I loved that. And
which
then
is amazing. Yeah.
When I watched this, I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Because especially the woman in it, she is the greatest thing. And I feel the same. Like Parasite was amazing. Was great, too. But it's just like in terms of feeling for the characters, I felt most for Mother.
Oh, I gotta watch Mother. But Mother is Mother. It's not American at all, right?
No,
it's all.
There's
it's all.
So many movies called Mother because I'm now thinking of a movie with Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
There's also the one directed by Darren Aronofsky that's horrid.
Oh,
the act one and two I really enjoyed.
Is
the
that
act three
called
goes,
Mother?
Like,
it's called
Mother! Exclamation mark!
Exclamation mark! Okay, so this is a different Mother. Okay, yeah, that movie, the Mother! Exclamation mark! I went to the movies with my mom, and we were gonna see it because my mom had read a review about it, and the woman at the selling us a movie ticket looked at me and went, "Don't watch this with your mom," and I was like, "Oh, okay." So we watched it instead.
You guys, those are very. Different choices.
We hated it. No, it was great. It was good. But I think Mother would have been awful.
Yeah, I
never saw it though.
I mentioned it because I made Ben watch it.
Oh, did you make Ben watch it? Did he like it?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He would. Yeah, me and Ben are still
Ben.
Very, very good friends. It's nice. He's nice.
Yeah, I feel like the more you get to meet new people, you're like, oh, wait. We actually know a lot of people in common.
Oh, yeah. Mm. For sure. I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Ben liking Mother is makes so much sense of that. Every time I talk movies with Ben, we just slowly slide into like Korean cinema. Just slowly. It's just a slow like start of like, yeah, that movie's cool. That movie's cool. That movie's cool.
Oh,
and
man.
Then like all of a sudden we're deep on Bernie. We're just deep talking about Bernie.
Well, I
gotta
there's...
watch it. I love Parasite, and I just feel like I want more.
There was a time when
No, it's okay.
Yeah, like because I used to watch so many movies and TV shows, and then it just starts to all kind of feel the same, or like very you kind of
right?
see the formulas. Yeah, and then so that's why I turned to like Korean films because I feel like they were using emojis and stuff like that before emojis were a thing.
Oh, cool.
Like if you watch their romantic comedies, there's lots of like anime style type of things, and they just like to mix genres a lot, which is
I think like with Korean cinema, just like how the funding works, how the like what movies are made and exported, how they choose what to do is so different than American, but it does mean that the closest analog I can think of is like 1970s like Hollywood, where like there was a like less money, but they just kind of gave these like new directors like, yeah, you get like fine, you get $20 million, what are you gonna do with it? Like, and then they come back with Apocalypse Now. Is like I feel very similar about like Korean movies where it's like, yeah, fine, do whatever you want, and like all these people are extremely well trained, they have a like just like a continuous like just like the more you learn about them, more it's like, oh, they all kind of went to the same schools, they all kind of like they talk to each other, they're all like train information, they go to like the same film festivals, they talk about movies in the same way that you read about like 70s cinema, which is so well regarded and so like whatever. And I find it very interesting that like it is this kind of like secret handshake when you go to like film festivals or whatever, people are like, oh yeah, that movie's cool, this movie's cool, did you see this Korean movie, of like being like, because it's both very interesting. It's very crowd pleasing. It's all these wonderful things that you talk about, the movies you love, are like just flowing out of Korea.
Yeah, yeah. In a,
And I think it's very cool. Like Bong Joon-ho, like he wins an Oscar and he's very popular now. But there's so many other directors that are like doing very different things. But just like the way stuff's funded and made, that it makes a lot more interesting art, from my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I love that his like award season, like speeches were just all like, watch foreign films, like watch anything else, because it's this thing that every time, like, I don't know why it's like leading a horse to water or whatever. It's like every time you watch a movie that isn't American, you're always like, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. It always is. Of like anything that, because like, but maybe it is because it's different or whatever, but it's just like American cinema has just gotten in a way where, because me and Alex talk about this all the time. So in the 90s, I think a lot of our favorite movies come from that era, and like the 70s and blah, blah, blah. Is because there used to be a movie that lived in the $30 million range. And that's like the perfect budget to make a thoughtful, well-written movie. But now, movies that are thoughtful and well-written, they get like $5 million. And then everything else gets like $200 million. So there's like no middle ground of like what is a useful, like emotional, well-written movie. Whereas I think movies that aren't made in America are getting probably around 20 million, 30 million, depending on what's going on. And then you're getting these like amazing pieces of work. And also they're not having to like, I guess, fulfill any kind of like contractual obligation to like corporations that a lot of American movies have to do.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even like, yeah, like, but it's different now because everything's all Marvel, all that stuff. Oh my God.
Sorry. Chucky's talking.
Chucky is fucking terrifying when he talks, when he's not even a thing yet. Okay, so did you see how he got bought? It wasn't that they sold the crime scene one. It's that it's all sold out, and that one was in a trash can out back. And this guy's like, I have it for you if you want it. And she's like, yeah, I think that's the doll. And this kid's gonna regret the day.
It was evidence, and it was just thrown in the garbage.
Just the shittiest cops.
Directly behind the toy store.
Well, it's covered in blood. Gross. Like, just into the trash.
Ew! I love it. How much do you think Chucky's budget was? $80,000?
But did you see that first intro scene? Oh. They had a huge explosion.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Chucky talks regardless?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the new toy where it's like your new best friend.
Okay.
They had a little animated commercial that was kind of
cool. That was like really a thing in the 80s and the 90s. Like we really, really wanted our toys to talk to us.
Oh, yeah. They're dressed the same too. Chucky and the kid. Yeah. When did that happen?
That's a weird choice.
Apparently, when like kids are in horror movies, they don't know that they're in horror movies. They think they're just in like a drama. They're not told. the little boy from The Shining thought he was in a family drama.
Oh yeah,
isn't that cute?
Oh, you mean in real life, like the actors?
In real life, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. That doll though is scary looking. You as a kid, would you want that?
No.
Ugh, haircut alone on that thing.
My mom like gave me like a Cabbage Patch Kid doll as a kid, and I just kept hiding it in cupboards because I didn't want to look at it. It was too lifelike. I was like, no, that is not allowed.
Oh my God, look at this kid brushing his teeth. See, oh man, fuck. The way this house is decorated feels horror movie-ish, and I don't know why.
It does.
Like, it's grimy.
But I feel like this kitchen, in a lot of kind of, like, hipster neighborhoods, it'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this kitchen, like, pretty recently.
Yeah. My kitchen, definitely I just sat moved, up. But my kitchen before had the best 1970s tiles on it. Which would look so cool if everything else wasn't 1970s and old, but we just kept the tiles. Oh yeah. So, hold on. The toy was watching TV because they were talking about the crime.
Yeah.
Oh, 'cause she had put the toy with him, but then I guess it crawled out.
Well, because I don't think
It's
the dialogue, like honestly, I think this is a movie we could watch on mute and like kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would also say that like very few movies in the world are so premise. This feels like a Coke premise. This feels like this Tom Holland character just finished a line and was like, "Doll that kills," and they're like, "Cool." And like that's the entirety of the script was just like, "Child's Play." You turn the page and it's dead center is "Doll that kills." Like end. I'm like, oh, okay.
Just written with like a crayon.
Yeah.
We'll buy it.
Yeah. How does what happens? Okay, this kid gets a doll from the trash. He kissed the doll goodnight. Kids are adorable. Also, I love that his name is Tom Holland.
I know, is it the
Were you,
director? That's Tom
And
Holland.
writer.
The writer,
And
yeah.
writer.
And I assume cocaine receptacle.
That's one of
Were
my
you a
favorite 30 Rock jokes is when they do like a flashback and these two guys are coming up with all these ideas and like, oh, I love that we write so well on coke. Yeah. It's like
That was
flashback.
the old sketch I did. That Sketchersons, I think we did maybe 15
Oh
times, which is a
yeah.
lot of times with Sketchersons, of just I would buy like a thing of baby powder and then have two people running in and out of the room trying to pitch Sesame
Sesame
Street
Street,
and just
yeah.
covered in more and more baby powder as they're doing cocaine. And just being like, there's a 6-foot bird that's not my mother. Like just like pitching like insane shit.
Every time they said they'll come in, they'll be like, I want to kick the sun, kick the sun. How was filming with COVID and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
It was, I mean, it was definitely took some getting used to. Because, for example, like whenever we shot a scene, we would rehearse first once and then you shoot it. But this time we couldn't take our masks off until action was yelled. So
Oh.
for me, it's really weird not being able to see other actors' mouths or like just only seeing their eyes
Yeah.
until you yell action. There's a lot of changes that were made on set, but I definitely, because of the that, I felt safer at the studio than out in the real world. Because
Yes.
I think
Yeah.
everyone, like even everyone was, they knew what it meant if like none of us wanted to bring it into the studio, and because it would just spread like wildflower.
Yeah.
So everyone was so cautious outside of the studio as well. So yeah,
Yes.
no, we had no cases.
That's great.
That's
And
great.
yeah.
Good, good. Oh man.
All right. I shot a couple of things in COVID, and the biggest trap was people just leaving masks in the shot of just
Oh.
like it's because you take them on and off and you just like put them in your pocket, put them in your pocket, and like or like you put it down and to deal with something and forget about it, or like a sound guy puts it somewhere. And I was like, and so you shoot something and it's like, ah, fuck, like we gotta redo
Oh, that'll be fun little like tidbits for people to find. Hey, there's a mask
Yeah,
there.
like Game of Thrones with the coffee cup.
Yeah.
Now, Kim Convenience with their
Yeah,
masks everywhere. Does the season, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it, do they cover COVID at all? Is that something that plays into it or no?
no. No, I think
I appreciate that. I'm not gonna lie. I like that.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of the show, but like I know, what show was it that I think Corner I heard is using COVID in their show,
Oh,
but it
like the
makes
cartoon?
sense. The Canadian show.
No corner gas, you said?
Oh, a
Oh,
coroner?
coroner. I was
Yeah.
like, I thought you were calling corner gas corner, and I was like, cool.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, and like Grey's Anatomy, I think, is tackling the
Yes, I
pandemic,
know
which
that
makes total
Grey's did,
sense.
and I know that This Is Us is doing it. And
Shows
I
that kind of
guess
make
Brooklyn
sense for
Nine-Nine will come back sometime soon, but I think they're terrified.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're terrified.
I
So they're definitely gonna use it if it
guess
ever comes back.
my pitch was just they're firefighters and never mention it. I
My
just think
pitch
they
is that
see
they were
some.
school teachers and call it Public 99, and that they now teach at public schools in Brooklyn.
Both good.
And then never talk about it.
Oh, someone's dying.
They carried on all the story. Like, okay. Did we see the doll do this, or are we watching a woman do this to herself?
You didn't see the doll do it. You just saw a hammer hit her in the head, and then she tripped out a window. So, like a real comical trip.
So I guess
and that's the babysitter.
Is one of those things that's like, because we know what Chucky is and what Chucky does, it's like, oh my God, hurry up and show the doll. Do it. Like, we get it. But at the time, I guess, like, if you were an audience member, you're slowly figuring out being like, that doll hit her with a hammer.
I feel like if you're an audience member, in the trailer, you see the doll with a knife. I think on the poster, you see the doll with a knife. I would be curious of that if anyone's listening and genuinely was like, I love Child's Play. I would be curious to hear why.
Yeah.
Because, like, to me, it's always been, like, an oddity of, like, a different era. Rather than like an actual like really really good movie that carries through, I don't know. I'd be curious. Because I believe there's people out there who are like big fans of it. But
I mean, do they like it for the camp factor? Did you like it as a kid, or were you just straight up terrified of it?
No, straight up terrified.
Yeah.
were you ever a horror fan, or were you just like this turned you off of horror movies in general?
No. Well. During this period, I was kind of forced to watch it because my cousin made me.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, we kind of went through a period where we'd watch lots of horror movies. But, no, I've never been... Like, I watched The Conjuring. That was probably my most recent one, and I couldn't sleep for a week. So, I just... Are you guys horror fans?
I Alex am in certain respects. I have a very specific taste, and... most people of the horror movies I really like don't like them. Of like my favorite horror movie is probably Oculus, which is by the guy who made Haunting in Hill House and Haunting in Bly House or whatever. And it's like a very interesting kind of family drama about like intergenerational trauma that also has like a haunted mirror. Those are like my favorite horror movies where it's like, oh wow, what a very fascinating kitchen sink drama. Also, there's like a demon or some shit.
But that's that might be what I like too, but I've never seen Oculus, which I kind of want to. But like The Shining, I would say, is my favorite movie. If someone was like, gun to your head, what's your favorite movie? The Shining would be it. So I guess in that respect, I do like horror movies, but as a kid, when I was like 4, I saw MGM did a thing where they did a 25th anniversary thing or whatever, and they showed the exorcist spinning her head, whatever, on the bed. And that scared me, I'm not joking, for 4 years of my life, till I was about in grade 4 or 5. And I couldn't handle anything horror. I was scared of the TV because I was afraid, because it came on before something that I was going to watch, like Pocahontas or something. Because it was like a preview before a child's movie, and it was on for just a second. So for the longest time, I couldn't go near horror movies because of that. It was like ultra sensitive. It was scarring.
Yeah, it's traumatizing.
But it was traumatizing. But now I'm okay with horror movies. They don't scare me. But I have to be talked into them. And then when I watched them, I was like, oh, I'm not scared at all. Like I saw Midsommar in theaters, and that's like, that was a big deal for me. That I sat and watched that movie.
Is that a horror film, or is that...
Honestly, no. I wouldn't call it a horror movie.
Because you texted me before you're going in to be like, will I be scared of Midsommar? I'm like, honestly, it's like an Albert Brooks film for like 2 hours and then like someone dies. Like, honestly, it's like kind of like a breakup movie, breakup comedy for like an hour and a half. And then they're like, also, this is like a cult or some shit. Don't worry, figure it out. Like,
it's scary though. I've been trying to get people to watch it now because I weirdly like rewatching it. Like I've seen it twice, but I won't watch it for a third time on my own. But I'm always like, I'll test the waters and be like, should we watch Midsommar? And the person's always like, no. And I'm like, yeah, me neither. I don't care. But.
And then you go home and watch it one more time.
Yeah, I go. I watched Hereditary.
Yeah.
Same director. We didn't find it that scary. It terrified my sister to this day where she believes that Paimon is real. She says that it is a real energy, that Paimon is real. And Paimon is like the king of the devil or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that because I'd watch it for the performances. They looked really good in the trailer.
Toni Collette. Really good.
I think with both Toni Collette is really good in Hereditary, and what's her name, Florence
Pugh. Yeah, Florence Pugh's like, amazing.
Really great in Midsommar. I'm a big fan of that director, but Hereditary is really excited for because I'd seen a bunch of his short films, which are like the equivalent of like the beginning of Hereditary, the first half of Hereditary, or the opening cold open of Midsommar. Very much feel like his short films, where it's like a very simple setup and then the more horrific payoff than you could possibly imagine. That is both like emotionally horrific and kind of physically visceral. And both those movies kind of disappointed me because I was like, oh no, I loved you're a schlock director. Like you make really good, disturbing schlock. Don't try and high mind it with your like emotions.
So the big thing about this director, Ari Aster, though I'm obsessed with him for some reason, I also think he's like such an arrogant jerk. Like when you watch his stuff, you're like, ugh, he's so arrogant, but I can't get enough of it. And I want him to make another movie.
Yeah. I have the same.
I don't know. Should I date him? Feeling. Should I ask him out?
Yeah.
You'd hate it.
Will I love him? No, I would hate it. Because I think he'd be a really negative person.
What else has he made?
You do? Hereditary and Midsommar, and then a bunch of short films.
Okay.
Wow. So Hereditary was his first full length feature.
Yeah, but my understanding is that he'd been trying to get, he'd been like kind of development hell for a bunch of stuff before that.
And still very impressive.
He's got like also like 4 or 5 like really well regarded shorts under his belt that like won awards and are celebrated in their own way.
Andrea, I would say watch Hereditary. I'm gonna say it.
Well, it's weird because I just remembered that I did watch The Ring, and for some
The Ring laughed. Is fun.
I thought it was funny, like when she crawled out of the TV.
The Ring was like a very important high school movie. Like if you were cool, you fucking saw The Ring, okay?
It's so funny about that because this is a fun story. About 4 hours ago, my girlfriend threw out her back.
No,
oh no.
Or maybe got a muscle spasm, whatever. Either way, she was curled up on the kitchen floor, like in pain. And I'm like giving her pillows and like being like, I don't know how to help. Like, just gotta stretch it out. I don't think you like threw it out. I think you just like got a muscle spasm for that reason. But then she like kind of like crawled to the couch and she's like, do you enjoy dating the girl from The Ring? And I was like, honestly, thinking about it, like, that is like almost the perfect girlfriend for me. Like very sad.
Jealous of her long hair. I would love hair.
Long hair. The nice long hair. Enjoys TV as much as I enjoy TV.
Is loyal.
I gotta see Ringu, the real Ring. Actually, there's that whole horror. It's cool how horror has its like eras. So like Chucky is such an era. Chucky is of the Nightmare on Elm Street, Jason, blah 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 era. Then there was the Scream like slasher flick era, like I Know What You Did Last Summer. And then The Ring must have been the next like remaking of Japanese horror movies was like the next era.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a
And now like, I think Ari Aster is the next era, right?
I think Ari Aster is like kind of like the poster boy of it, but it's like this kind of like A24, like some people call it like post horror, in like when they get paid $500 to write an article, they'll call it post horror. It's just like kind of arty, like It Comes at Night or like Oculus, of like the kind of the things I was saying, like that's the horror movies I like,
or where it's follows. Like
It Follows, right.
Have
like,
you seen that, Andrea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I remember
cool.
thinking like the concept was so simple, but it was executed so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. The weird, like, but It Follows also, I guess Ari Aster would be a little bit after that, because It Follows was kind of like post, like, economic crash horror.
Yeah. Well, because you also had, like, because you're missing the little segment of, remember how many found footage movies there were?
Right. Oh, yeah. Blair Witch Project. That's before Japanese.
It kind of like ran through it.
Yeah.
Of like
Paranormal Activity.
Because Paranormal Activity, and then there was like so many shitty ones that I wouldn't saw alone at midnight by myself. Just like,
wait, he's taking Chucky to school? Is it show and tell? I'm not paying attention.
I
know. Mean,
I think I'm like, I'm waiting for Chucky to come alive.
Yeah, like, yeah. Fuck, what are we at? We're like midway. No, we're not midway through. God, it's only been 30 minutes. This movie's slow.
But I remember too, do you find older movies longer as well? Like, because it really long, the old version.
I feel bad because I know that there are good movies from the past that I haven't seen. And I know that I'll just be looking on my phone while watching them. Like, I just can't. I should have. High school, because remember you were saying like, I used to watch a lot of movies and then I kind of switched or whatever. I used to intake so much new media all the time. Like in my teens, in my early 20s, and I enjoyed it. And something has happened from my late 20s to now early 30s where I'm like, nothing new. I want the same over and over again. And it's so bad. Like I should watch, like, I don't know, fucking like Citizen Kane or something, but I won't. I will not.
I do have the thing where I will put on something new, give it like such a short amount of time to impress me.
Yeah.
And then be like, I've seen it. I'm out. And like,
this is why I never watched Breaking Bad. I watched the first half an hour. I'm like, slow. <Yeah. laughs>
I've done that. And then I've also done like, oh, this is too fast and chaotic. I'm like, I'm just never happy is like what it comes down to. It's like, I put on a movie and just remind myself I'm depressed. Yeah.
That recently happened to me with Queen's Gambit. I watched the first episode like the day it came out and I was like, excuse me, it's a little dark. And then when I was writing, there was like people in the writer's room that were like, oh, have you seen Queen's Gambit? You would really like it. And I was like, we'll see about that. And then I watched it and I was like, it's the best show I ever seen in my life.
Well, it's the same with The Crown.
I felt so embarrassed that I told them I refused to watch it. Sorry about it.
It's the same with The Crown. I've watched the first episode probably like 10 times and I can't get through the whole episode.
Okay. Can I recommend, Andrea?
Yes.
Me too. When it first came out, I watched the first two episodes and was like, oh my God, I don't care. Now, funnily enough, each season, it doesn't really get good until after episode 4. But I would start with the fourth season because it is the most like pulp culture-y, like we know this era. And I don't know, I find it the most entertaining. And then once you get used to the rhythm of the show because of that season, you can go back.
Right. Okay.
And it's now my favorite show.
she no joke has been talking endlessly about The Crown. And then here's the thing is she was talking endlessly about The Crown, and then we did an episode where like she made me watch it. I watched the first few episodes, and I was like, oh, I get why you like this show. Like it's like of season 4. Like I don't know if I would able. I don't going back. Like I remember trying to watch season 1 and be like, Jesus Christ! Like,
you're old. Like, every season does not take off until after the 3rd or 4th episode, and I don't know why.
Yeah, because I did the same thing with The Queen's Gambit, where I watched the first. Like it has all the both shows have all the elements that I'm like, those are totally my shows, but I can't get past the first episode. But I guess I need to sit through all.
The first episode, actually my sister was just watching it right now, the first episode, and I was like, oh, this first episode is not a good indicator of like how hooked you're gonna be on this show, because I don't know, shows are coming out of a bath.
I've tried to watch Queen's Gambit 3 times. I've not made it past episode 2, and I get so mad at it. I get so mad being like everyone walks into a room, tells you how they're feeling, and tells you how the other character should feel, and then leaves the room. And then I'm like, I fucking hate this show.
Okay. Queen's Gambit, selling time. It's not like you're not following a character arc in a normal way, but I can't explain how satisfying it is to watch a young girl do something well that is considered like a male thing. Like you just really love it. And by like, I guess the end of the second episode or whenever she starts to really play chess, you're like, yes, I am Queen's Gambit. Like, you get so, like, it's thrilling. It's thrilling. I don't know. You gotta watch it. Just try. Try again.
I'll give it a fourth kick at the can. Okay.
Sorry. We have to look at what's happening. So he took Chucky to school, which I imagine his mom didn't want him to do. What?
What?
Okay. So,
and then so Chucky's like, no, let's not go to school. Go on the subway by yourself, and no one is alarmed that a very small child's on the subway. And now he went to this house, and the house exploded?
So he took Chucky to this like weird house, and Chucky was like, leave me on this chair, and then leaves on the chair, and you don't see it. You just kind of see the doll's hand do stuff, and the doll's hand goes into the house where like his old partner or his old crime partner like it was living, and he turns on the gas on the stove and like makes the crime partner fire a bullet, which lights all the gas on fire, exploding the house.
Wait, but Chucky I'm loving this. Chucky didn't say the words, leave me on the train, did it?
No.
Okay.
All you see is the doll like whisper into his ear. Like he leans the doll into his ear and is like, oh, okay. And like,
he's like, I understand you.
I gotta say, you remember I was saying like, call me if you like earnestly love this movie. I now understand it. It is.
It's hilarious.
It is. It's high camp. It is high, but it doesn't realize it. It's not like the high camp where it knows like what's doing. Like, it's not like John Waters or something. It is like has no idea what it's doing.
It's
but
earnest,
it is very fun.
Earnest camp.
Yeah.
That's the mom from Seventh Heaven. I've been trying to figure this out the entire time.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
She aged great because if this is 88 and she didn't get Seventh Heaven until probably like late 90s, she looks exactly the same.
She does. Oh, he's like,
what?
Chucky, you little bitch. I love that doll.
Haven't seen it podcast. Alenka hasn't seen many movies. Will likes to make drinks. Well, that's good. Me and Alex have seen a lot of movies, and we also like to drink a lot. Put them together, and you get the Haven't Seen It podcast. Each week, a special guest walks our host through a famous or iconic movie that Alenka has not seen, and Will whips up a special themed drink to go along with the episode. Wow, that's very fun. Okay, finally, a movie podcast for non-movie people. Rediscover your favorite movies through the ears of someone who knows nothing about it. This show is a part of the Brain Freeze Podcast Network. Check out this and other great shows wherever you get your podcasts or at brainfreezepodcasts.com.
I can't believe they remade this movie.
Like a bunch of times.
In the second and third one, I haven't seen the second one. I think the second one might be called Chucky.
I think one of them is called like Chucky or Bride of Chucky.
But Bride of Chucky is the third one. And in that one, he's fully like moving and walking and talking. Like it's none of this bullshit that he whispers to the kid. I'm assuming that might be like the reveal at the end.
I assume that they like, I could see the director being like, Chucky's like the shark from Jaws. You don't really see him till the end.
Yeah.
I wonder though, if they even had the technology.
You're wasting my fucking time. Sorry.
So was that in?
If they even had the technology to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. They just kept slashing budgets and removing Chucky scenes.
What's that movie called? Crystal. Oh no, it's just called Labyrinth.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There were a lot of talking looking puppets in that movie.
I mean, that's like Jim Henson.
Oh my God. Do you think Jim Henson is behind Chucky?
If it's a puppet, Jim Henson probably has a hand in it.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Can you hear that in the mic? Guys, did you ever see Jim Henson's memorial service?
No.
No.
You can look at it on YouTube. It's extremely touching. It's just like people saying beautiful eulogies to him. And then at the very end, every Muppet character, like every Sesame Street character, is on stage singing the Why Are There So Many Songs About Rainbows, except Kermit is sitting in the audience watching because Kermit was his character and just being like nodding and smiling to it. And it is gut-wrenching. Like it. Oh, I even sing about it right now. Makes me tears.
That's like engineered to make you cry.
It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful. You can watch it on YouTube. I am crying thinking
about it. Sorry, I just laughed at the big twist as she grabs the box of like the toy being like, what? And then out falls the batteries.
Oh, so there's like, no batteries in the toy?
Oh, it's, yeah. It's going to come alive.
That's a good twist. Imagine if this movie was scary. That would be really scary.
I mean, I do think like people making movies know that this movie is not really for adults. Like this movie is for children, even though it's probably R-rated, being like children will still watch it.
You know, if you make a movie like this, what you're doing is you're attracting children because it is about a kid and a toy for a kid. And it's almost like building in kids that want to see horror movies. Cause like you're getting like this movie was probably extremely popular with like 10-year-olds. Girl, get it out of your house. Now I'm in it.
I know. Same. Yeah.
It's almost exactly halfway that you realize that Chucky's real.
That's way too long.
That's really late. You know what it is? A modern horror movie would have the pre-bumper instead of it being like the killer getting put into Chucky's body. You'd have the like a little thing of like the doll killing somebody, and then it would be like Child's Play, and then it would start from the.
Oh yeah,
I just really love the kid sitting on the subway and him being like, "What's that? You want me to leave you on the train?" Okay. That's just so funny to me. Anyway,
I would love for instead of it being like a killer gets put into the doll, it's like something like a shitty Taco Bell franchise and he gets put into the doll. It just keeps being like, quickly, we need to go to Taco Bell. We're out of fire sauce.
It's this
like just like instead of like being a murderer, just they have any other goal would be a much more interesting movie in a lot of ways. I'm just like, I'm trapped in a doll and I have to do all these deportations. Yeah. Like just
God.
Just any other goal is very funny. Just like, oh god, I'm trapped in the doll, and who else is gonna coach the Argos? Like what? Like any other?
I like the idea of him being like a retail worker or something. Like, oh, I gotta do a clopin. Oh my god, the doll called her a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
He oh my bit god. Her. Oh my god, he's biting her.
Oh my god.
What?
I understand this movie. I take back everything I said about it.
Oh my god. God. Oh my god.
That is scary.
When he runs, it's really disorienting. I hate it. Oh my god, this must have been so scary as a kid.
I just remembered, you know, you were talking about like movies that like terrified you as a kid. I just remember the movie that terrified me is I was 4 years old. I was at like a family friend's house or whatever. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to watch a movie with my like the kid my age-ish, and we went down to the basement to watch Aladdin, and she turned out all the lights, and I was afraid about how dark it was, and I wouldn't watch movies for a while.
Yeah, that's so something that would happen. You know, I still get that feeling that I got as a kid when I go to, like, I went to, like, a haunted house. Like, anything to do with, like, real-life horror things, I still get, like, very unsettled like that, and then I can't do it. And then I'm embarrassed when I actually do it and it's not scary at all. Like at Halloween, they did this drive-through haunted house thing because of COVID down by the docks. And my friend that I went with told me that they'll zombies come out at the end and they touch the car and stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't want that. I don't like that I'm in the front seat. I don't want anything coming up to the car. I don't know why. And I felt really freaked out the entire time. And then we drove through it and it wasn't that at all. And that ended up being a viral video from Korea. That was like a haunted house in Korea from like 20 years ago. And she was just confused. And it was just the most like shamefully bad haunted house where you drove slowly through and it had like mannequins of like Frankenstein's monster, Freddy Krueger, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm looking and I was like, is Freddy Krueger behind the monster from like the Blue Lagoon or whatever that monster is called? And I was like, oh no, they're not doing that on purpose. Someone forgot to put the mannequin of Freddy Krueger in its proper spot because over there the spot's empty
and that mannequin's just off to the side. And we thought, like, oh, that's a cool idea, like keeping him scary, like he's... No, they just fucked up. And then it ended with aliens, like, on a lawn, and it's like, aliens I wouldn't necessarily call Halloween. Different so genre.
You just saw these things as you were, like, driving by.
Yeah. Kind of like Christmas ornaments, but Halloween. And I was so ashamed that I felt scared, like, driving into it, because my friend said that people dressed up as zombies were going to wash the car with blood at the end. And I was like, what? Oh, man, I don't want to see that. Shut the window.
Well, I went to our, we have something similar to the CNE called the PNE here. Okay. And every Halloween they have haunted houses. And I went for the first time last year. So you just go, and there's people there who, like, they could chase you or they touch. They're not allowed to touch you, I don't think. But it was scary because they're actual actors. Yeah.
It was this like Screamers kind of.
What's that?
That's a thing in Toronto.
Oh, is it a Toronto thing? I thought maybe it was a Canada thing. Screamers is like a real scary haunted house kind of situation. You like, I've never been in it because I think I would black out. Like, I don't think I could handle it. But have you been to one, Alex?
Yeah. And I think they're pretty scary. Like, I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty, like, stuff jumps out at you
and they touch you. Don't they touch you?
They're allowed to touch you is the thing. You assign a thing where they're allowed to touch you. It's like, that's what makes it different. But the one that I loved was the Canada's Wonderland would do Halloween Haunt, where it's like Canada's Wonderland, like, at night, still open. You still ride coasters and stuff, but they have like kind of like little like haunted house mazes set up, and like they have like tons of people walking around like dressed up as ghouls, and they'll like try and like chase you and shit as you're like just kind of walking around Canada's Wonderland. And it's really fun, although when I was a teen I was and still am very shitty, and we were like, oh, we gotta try and scare these guys dressed up as like Halloween people. So we kept like planning these weird elaborate things. We're like, oh, there's a guy hiding behind that tree in this maze, he's gonna jump out at you, so I'm gonna go this way, and as he's going that way, he's gonna see me, you're gonna sneak up behind him and scare him. And like, there was one guy we scared who like turned around and then like took a swing and was like, oh, I'm sorry, and it's just like just as someone dressed like head to toe like a ghoul, like a scary person, like genuinely got scared and was like, oh fuck, and like went to like punch him, and then and the guy's like, whoa, like my friend who like scared him was like, whoa shit, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and like just kind of like, don't tell my manager, like walks away.
Oh my, like, god. Alex, that's so bad.
And then now like especially like when I was like, that was like a teenager, and then like, you know, you're 20 and you're trying to like make some dollars, and being like, there's a huge call of being like, come be a scary dude at Canada's Wonderland, like it was like $16 an hour or something.
Oh,
so like,
that's good money.
Then I thought of like, oh, I can't, because all the karma that's gonna come back at me for all the shitty things.
I really believe that it would be equally scary working in one of those places than walking through, because you don't work there long enough to get bored. Because it's a short season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so every day would be a surprise, and there'd always be some teenager that's trying to fuck up your job every single shift.
Yeah.
It would suck.
That's true.
I do think it's very funny if someone in like full ghoul makeup and like costume just be like, please don't tell my manager.
Oh, you should write a sketch. Oh man, I'm so sorry. Okay, so she went to like a tent village, basically. There was a bunch of homeless people there, and they tried to rape her.
What?
The 80s, man. Yeah. It's a different time.
And then Chris Sarandon fought them off. The 80s really did their part in demonizing the homeless, like in media.
I mean, if you want to talk like demonize the homeless in media and demonize the homeless in legislation.
Oh, yes. But I think it goes hand in hand. I really do think that.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
Because that's when the 80s was Reagan, which is when they took away all the mental health budget. Mm-hmm. That was like the first thing that he went for. And that's the ramifications of like, that's basically like the beginning of the end of like why America is just like depleted. I mean, there's a lot.
I would put like one step before of like the late 70s austerity and giving the power to banks. But
is that Nixon? You're not wrong.
No, that would be
Carter? Ford.
Ford, yeah.
Ford? He's a bad guy.
Also, it was a slow slide from Nixon. Carter, I think, tried not to do it. Like, I think it started.
Carter was just a one-term president, though, unfortunately. I like Carter.
I was watching the Reagan documentary that like Showtime's doing and getting mad at my girlfriend's like, why are you watching? Like, you know this information.
You know the history. It's not gonna
change. And you hate Ronald Reagan so much. Like, why are you watching? And she's like, is there a president that you would watch a documentary on? Like, is there a president you'd like? And I thought about it for a while and was like, I guess Carter? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I would. He's so good and he gave us Habitat for Humanity.
and I do like the I think it's kind of telling of that, like, when all these presidents finish and like what they do after they finish, that Carter after he finishes just an old man slowly building houses for people who need houses.
Peanut farmer. This is how we find out that Andrea is like really pro Reagan and we're really right.
Yeah. I've muted like, you guys.
The money trickles down.
Yeah. Trickle down. You know what? The only place that I believe about trickle down economics, and I'm not surprised that he was an actor, is on film sets. Whoever the head is, that does trickle down. Not in terms of getting money, but in terms of like energy and how people treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the truth. And it's just funny that the actor president is like, yeah, we'll do trickle down economics. This will work. But did he come up with that? Someone else must have come up with that.
Strauss, who... some people believe is the return of the devil into occult theology. He was a economist in the Chicago school who refused to be photographed. Like, he didn't like being photographed. So there's actually very few actual photos of him. But then a lot of the like treasury people like Greenberg and like, and a lot of people who like would be architects of the last 40 years of American politics.
Sorry, Alex.
Studied with him.
It's just so funny that you're talking so sincerely about something. Chucky is losing his fucking... Oh, no. This movie
is so stupid.
I'm sorry.
I know.
This might be the best one we've watched. I've never genuinely laughed at something so much while watching. For people at home, Chucky is trying to beat the shit out of Chris Sarandon in a car. First he chokes him. Then he has a little knife that looks like a toy knife. And he stabs it through the chair. And then at the end he stabs it and almost gets his dick. And it is shocking.
It is wild. This movie does not know what its tone is, but yet hits it perfectly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This is killer. Sorry, the way it's not what's happening, because if I were to explain, oh, a car just turned around, or no, like flip, that's not funny. But it's the special. Oh my God. Did he stab him? He didn't stab him.
No, he missed.
And then again, it's the special effects. It's the way it looks when he's like, whoa. It's so well done.
I guess, yeah, this movie has no idea what tone it's actually going for, yet it hits it perfectly.
I know.
Hold on. It just sounded like Chucky was heavy breathing while running, and that's really funny, too.
Like, you get trapped in a doll and you still have shit lungs. Yeah. Imagine you get trapped in a doll and you still have erectile dysfunction. Oh. Like, you're like, I thought I would...
Hold on. But maybe it would be littler because he's a doll. He'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
It's not normally like this. I switch medication.
Hold on.
Oh.
Wow. This movie is very special.
Thank you for bringing this
Thank
movie.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
I love that you were choosing between like Child's Play, a movie that we are howling at. Not sure if it was intentional or Mother, yeah. A beautiful, like, well-constructed movie. Like, what else?
This is great. This is just, we had our friend on, Adjanus, and his choices were 12 Years a Slave or Pixar's Cars. So to be honest, I wish we went with Cars because, you know, we're a comedy podcast.
We did talk about
but we Steve talked McQueen about 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah. Big fans of Steve.
Both the movies have the word McQueen in them. The Steve McQueen directed one and Lightning McQueen is the star of the other.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just so funny when people bring in choices like this. Child's Play or a very well done movie. But which is more famous, am I right? Like, what do the people want? They want Child's
Play. I mean, definitely, I think more people have probably watched Child's Play.
Yeah, there was also
I haven't seen Mother.
Another one called, I don't know if you guys have seen it, Is She the Killer?
No.
No.
It's a Japanese film, and I watched it in my cult cinema class, and it's
okay.
Very, it's very like anime-esque, and like, it's really good, but it's cool. Not for the faint of heart, because there's a lot of really grotesque things in it, but...
So I'm going to write this down, Itchy the Killer?
Itchy the Killer, yeah.
And I assume Itchy not spelled like Itchy and Scratchy, like yeah. Itchy spelled like a Japanese Itchy.
Yeah, it's actually that one. Itchy, I-C-H-I.
Is Ichi, yeah. Isn't that the number one in Japanese?
Oh, maybe. That would make sense.
No, that's Ichi, two, three,
yeah,
four.
Yeah. I think Ichi's a different word.
Ichi-sanji. It's because my piano teacher, when I was a kid, made us say that. Before. We do a warm up and then we go Ichi-sanji. And then we would start the.
Ro, Goku. I used to competitively fight judo as a kid.
And really?
I learned to count in Japanese. I learned a bunch of like.
Then what's number one? Am I wrong? Is that not number one?
Each is number one.
Oh, each. Oh, then maybe chi is two.
Each. No, each, she's son.
Oh, she. Okay. Oh, boy. I just considered it as.
It's also like we're very. I'm like, there's someone who's earnestly speaks Japanese listening to this who's going to be like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm sorry. You're butchering it. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. He's claiming that he. Felt pain. He said it hurt like a son of a bitch. That sucks. You're in a doll and then you feel the pain?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Who is he supposed to be? Who is he talking to?
I missed it. I think it's the person who caused this somehow.
Oh,
yeah. It looks like Santeria.
Oh, there we go. The 80s, baby.
Yeah. I could be very... Like, yeah, there's voodoo. This is... perverting all of that. Why? Why would they use the term "I have a date with a 6-year-old boy"? It's not even 80s Hollywood. A saying. He made it seem like it was a, and then he didn't even say, "And you have a date with destiny." He said, "And you have a date with death."
I'm sure the script was one draft. Let's be real.
The script was Tom Holland in his room being like, I gotta get it done before it's nighttime. I hate writing at nighttime.
It's spooky at night.
That Simpsons quote, it's like, nighttime is when the weirdos turn into freaks. Oh, man. He's still alive. Oh, he's dying so slowly. I feel bad for this actor that he had to play this part.
I know.
It's bad. It's bad news. And this woman's been playing a mom for 30 years.
She doesn't get to play like a Toni Collette style mom. She's always playing like Seventh Heaven style mom.
I mean, listen, if you're going to, I'm just going to put it out there. If you're going to cut your hair like that, what are you expecting?
Dress for the job you want.
Yeah. I remember once I asked my agent, this was like a couple years ago. I wasn't getting many commercial auditions anymore, and I had gotten a bunch, and then there was like a good 3 months where it was just really like nothing. And I wrote her and I was like, is there something I should be doing? Is there something? Have they given notes? Like, I just wonder what's going on. And she goes, no, they haven't given any notes, blah, blah, blah. But if I could give you a note, like maybe you're aging up, so maybe it's time to start dressing like a mom. And I was like, I am so offended. For everyone. I'm offended for myself. I'm offended for moms. Like, I could be a mom and I could wear exactly what I'm wearing right now.
That's what I was just thinking. So like, what does that mean?
Real deep. It means wear a cardigan. She basically go to auditions wearing a cardigan. Legitimately what it means. And like straighten my hair, maybe. Straighten my hair and where, oh no, this little baby's crying. Oh no, baby.
Oh. That is a real cry. He's There's so no cute, acting in that cry.
Though. Ugh, he's so disgusting.
This I know. They cut from this like cute little kid to Chucky.
Oh man, that was a real cry. I wonder what they do to make kids really cry.
Have you ever seen the audition for, I forget his name, but he's a kid in E.T.?
For E.T.? Isn't that an incredible audition?
Yeah. We've talked about this often on the podcast. How do you? About how they thought that the also was shooting, they thought that E.T. was real. Like the
kids thought E.T. No, really? Drew Barrymore thought E.T. was real.
Yeah.
Because she was so little. And Steven Spielberg directed her through E.T. Isn't that so cute?
That's so cute.
I don't know why him being real made it better for her, because I would need someone every day on set to explain to me that that thing was fake. Or else I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Speaking of movies that made us scared, E.T. was one where I couldn't do as a kid. My parents were like, very earnestly, like, oh, you'll probably like this movie. And I was like, no, under no circumstance. That is a disturbing thing that,
it's that the took color the of children. Him. It's almost flesh color, but it's not. And it's wrong. It's like, and the flesh is like you could really feel it. It's really tactile on that alien.
It's always very funny to like what kids can find scary, because it's not always what you think it is. Like, I remember being a kid and like loving Terminator. Like, I thought it was like the best movie ever made, which is like an objectively fairly scary movie for a kid. Like, there's a shot where you see a skeleton holding onto a fence covered in fire. But I was like, I loved it. And then the other end being terrified of Chuck E. Cheese. Of being like we go to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm like, no, that is a 6-foot mouse. I'm not going to fuck around with that.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just how things like hit you. You know what movie really scared me as a kid? Fucking Powder. Powder scared the shit.
Who's showing a kid Powder?
Oh, at a sleepover, we watched Powder when I was like in grade 3. It was older kids now that I think about it. I think it might have been like they were like 2 years. I think I was with my sister. I'm starting to think, they were like in grade 6 and I was in grade 3, and I guess I was allowed to go. I don't know why parents do that. I think I had an okay time there. But they watched Powder and it upset me. And he was just, you know, white. He wasn't anything. He was like...
Oh my God.
You just one.
Sorry.
Oh, gross.
Disgusting. This would be very scary as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did they, like, shock therapy him to death? Is that what we just watched?
Yeah, that's what we just watched. And then he bled from his eyes and mouth.
Oh.
Like, what are some horror movies for kids right now?
I mean, they remade Child's Play with Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like, a couple years ago.
Like a remake of this movie?
Yeah.
Why?
That is the question that everyone asked, and the movie offered no answers.
Yeah, why?
But was that one more really, for... I feel like that, I always thought that was more for adults.
I think it was more for adults.
I bet that one was weirdly sexual, too. I'm going to put it out there. Chucky has become a sexual thing for some reason.
I'm sure there's like a lot of kids being scared by this doll, and there's also an equal number of kids who like just happened to see this movie at the exact same time they were sexually awoken and being like, I guess I'm gonna fuck dolls now. Like,
oh no. I'm trying to think. What's the cool?
I guess what is the horror movie that like kids? You know what it probably is, and this is like showing our age. It's probably like online stuff. It's probably like the Slender Man or
you know what? I know what it things. Is. Okay, the number one movie on TikTok. I was listening to this podcast. Hold on. I think it was called like Hannah's Room, or it's like a girl's name. And it's from like 2011. And it was about a girl who gets kidnapped. Hold on. I'm going to look this up. TikTok is wild. Like they have their own trends on there that have nothing to do with like what we know. I need to know now.
Although I remember
how TikTok users boosted the not safe for work film Love from 20. Oh, that's something else.
wait. Like Love, the like
the pornographic.
The Tilda Swinton movie.
Is she in it? It's no. Not I Am Love. Not the Luca Guadagnino movie.
I was gonna be like, what a weird move. What a weird art house movie for TikTok to be like, oh yeah, it's slow and about emotions. Like,
no. Hold on, I gotta find this. No, Love was like, gotta find this. I mean, I bet your kids liked it.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Now this is saying a movie called Antrim. If you haven't heard, there's a movie called Antrim that's allegedly cursed. The film came out in 2018, but it has a rise in popularity on TikTok.
Antrim.
There was I just want to point out, there was one shot of Chucky coming down the chimney and kicking away like the fire guard, and it was clearly just a child in a Chucky mask.
Oh, I'm so upset that I missed that.
I was wondering if it was a child, because when he ran away from the mom, that's what made me laugh so hard, was it's fluid of mobility, that I was like, look at him like move. So it's not a puppet. It's like a... Hold on, are we now going to watch a kid beat up a doll?
Oh, no.
What a climax.
This also, is for like, sure for children. This was meant for kids, this movie. Made by kids for kids.
I was like that the doll is slowly getting a receding hairline.
Right? Well, his hair is morphing into what that guy's hair looked like.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm going to assume.
He just hit Chucky in the head.
Chucky hit the kid.
Oh, no. Chucky hit
the baseball
kid in the head. Oh my god!
That kid could be dead.
The fact they made Chucky and the kid dress the same is very visually confusing.
I know,
it's very confusing.
Oh,
this kid is very cute though. No, I can't. I can't with him saying some nonsense words. Like, it's Santeria, yeah.
That kid's actually sleeping.
Yeah.
He finally gets a nap on set.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, I love it.
If this works, now we gotta watch Chucky 2. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care what you have to do. Clear your schedule. Chucky
schedule. We have work to do. We have to work all night now.
Put on a pot of coffee. You gotta solve this.
Holy shit, Andrea. This movie is like... it's just so funny, and like I was expecting it to be from the first, like I'd say 40 minutes, like pretty boring and like running out the clock, and then it just picks up. This is what like every he loves to bite. That is so funny.
The way he throws the doll away.
Someone take his little baby knife from him. Oh no. Yeah, use your gun. Oh, but if she kills the doll, it's the kid, no? Oh no, he's in the kid.
Yeah.
Wait, is the kid in the doll now, or is the kid just gone?
I think the kid's still there. I think he didn't finish the spell or something.
Very Bly Manor.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is Bly Manor just a reimagining of Chucky?
It's supposed to be a reimagining of like some like romance era horror movie.
Yeah, it's story, really. Henry James. Henry James?
Yeah. Turning of the Screw, I think, was the name of the story. I think.
I also still need to know what the name of this friggin' like Hannah's room or something it's called.
Megan is missing.
Megan is missing.
Yeah. So yes, it's all of these little movies that we'll never hear about that are kind of like indie-ish.
This really does feel like Like they're like, oh, a tiny doll running up the camera. That's going to be scary. People are going to love that. It really does feel like Tenet, where they were like, people walking backwards going to look so fucking cool.
Andrew, we were just talking about this last night, me and Kalenka. We risked COVID to see Tenet. Yeah.
Was
and
it
what
good?
A bad movie. Like, yes, oh. In our defense, Toronto was at like 30 cases and it was the Cinesphere was a late show on a Thursday night. Like, there really was like 5 people in the movie theater. It was as safe as something unsafe could be.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if we both got COVID from that film going experience. Oh, what an absolute waste.
It was such a bad movie.
It was so bad. It would be not only embarrassing, but shameful.
Yeah.
And if we spread it to our families, our loved ones, because we had to see Tenet in the movie theater.
My girlfriend came in with half an hour left in the movie. She just got up and left. Was just like, I get it.
Did she like say something like, this isn't worth being tired over and just left?
Yeah.
What did the little boy say to Chucky though? I just want to know.
That is definitely
did a person. Did you guys shoot at him too while this is happening? While he's destroying your house to get him to stop from moving?
Yeah.
Or leave. Maybe leave.
You gotta put the fire out when it's done.
Oh, the fire is pretty self-contained.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere. Except
it's
on the doll.
Smoldering him.
I mean, like, I burn like one piece of steak and all of a sudden all the fire alarms go off, but there's a doll going off is totally fine.
Oh my God, in my old place, I could not cook meat without setting off fire alarms every time. It was so annoying. And I had to get on a chair because it was up high and I had to press the button. What yes, happened? Same. You're the worst cop in the world, Chris Sarandon. That's so... Now,
the doll's
these
coming.
Movies, what would you call them? Are these like classified as like B horror movies? Like, is that the genre?
I think schlock is sometimes the classification to get of that. Like, it's like... It was like relatively cheap, trying to cash in on a trend.
No,
but that's a little more like the straight to VHS stuff that came out in the '80s. Then this was a little bigger budget.
But my question to you is like the way that
I need a screenshot of just Andrea's mouth is dropped.
I know we should take pictures.
That's scary.
I gotta make this big. Hold on, I want to see what he looks like up close.
If I was a kid, this would ruin me. You were correct to be like this.
Yeah, this
horrified
is scary.
Me.
This is hysterical. But why is he still alive?
I know.
Well, I guess, listen. This man can't die. His soul is meant to live forever. Because when he got killed the first time, he's like, I guess I gotta go into a doll.
Yeah.
Oh, someone take away his little knife.
Where did he get it? It looks so epic, too.
Like, yes. Where did he get such a sharp little knife?
What, like he's just like in a like a cookware store.
Yeah.
Just being like, little. I need one that's small and sharp.
Yeah. Or no, it should be like a really calm scene of him being like, now I need. With the music in the background, like Muzak or whatever, and him being like, I need a knife that wouldn't look ridiculous in my hand, but it's sharp enough to go through door and flesh. Oh, we got a knife for you right here.
Just showing them like nice like sushi knives.
And also like what the fuck? No.
Like a chicken.
Also, at any time they could leave the premises.
Also, like, you could defeat Chucky by just putting him on a plane. How's he going to get back, you know?
Put him on a plane. Put him somewhere up high. He seems like he would have a tough time getting down. He's quite small. Not that fast.
Yeah.
He's like a child.
Dig a 4-foot hole.
Yeah.
Just put him in the hole.
Put him in the hole. Yeah. You know. Shoot him again. Do it again. You don't need to watch this ride.
No.
There you go. I don't know why you're so scared to. It's just material. Throw the gun at him. Wait, who's this guy?
No, who is he?
And he's so chill for walking into a situation where there's a woman shooting at a charred piece of something on the ground. And he's like, what's going on in here, guys? Andrea, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I want to bring you this in.
I'm just in, I'm like trying to process what I'm watching.
But my question is like, okay, to go back to like, it's like a schlocky movie. When people are making it, are they doing that on purpose? Like, are they directing them to be bad? Or is it just like a perfect storm?
No, no. It's like they have just enough money to make the movie. It's the only real requirement is to get it out of like, at this time, the two most lucrative kind of like selling things were like straight to VHS or like international markets. They basically sold on the poster more than the movie itself.
Okay.
So like the main requirement of the movie was completion, not quality.
Hey, buddy, you weren't there. Could you stop questioning? Like, look at how destroyed these people look.
Oh, and my God.
Good. Fucking kill that guy because he doubted it. Choke him. That is so funny.
Wait. The head is yelling at the body.
He's saying, choke him, kill him. This is scary. It looks like Terminator a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
But also, once again, leave the premises. He seems to not be moving very fast. Leave. Shoot him. Ew, where'd the blood come from?
Yeah.
Why'd you fill the kid's toy with blood?
Once again, I gotta go back to Chucky having like weak lungs. I don't trust it. Keep killing him. Good. I hope that guy feels traumatized forever.
No, I want Chucky 2 is just that guy being like, I thought I was right. Like, it was like, it was
existential
him in, like,
crisis.
Yeah. That was one of the movies we wanted to write, Vitae, of a horror movie for first half and the second half is just trauma therapy.
Yeah. It's got to be trauma therapy. Now the next half of this movie, they got another, like, it's only 120. I mean, it's only an hour and 27 minutes. So it's like, then if we pushed it into 2 hours, it could be like, now this kid's like, let's make a date with the social worker. We got to figure out what's going on. Like, you probably got to take him out of school for a little bit.
Jump ahead to like, jump ahead like a few years and like the kid's got like weird like fears and like ticks.
He can't be in a toy store ever. And like when it's show and tell, he has like a panic attack.
The end of the movie is coming to terms with like the fact his mom didn't put him in social work.
Hold on. That movie's implying that at the end, that kid is Chucky, no?
I think so.
Oh.
I think that's what that was.
Maybe it was implying.
At it so, like, evilly.
That makes sense.
I think it was that the doll's still alive.
Oh, the doll's still alive. I thought that the kid is Chucky. That makes more sense.
Because like, he's watching the doll and then.
I didn't expect it to end there.
I think it moves.
No. They could have had like 3 more minutes. Wow. What a ride. It took so long to get where it was going.
And once it got there, I was happy we got there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was fully engrossed when Chucky came alive.
Oh my God. When he goes to that Santeria person, starts to beat the shit out of him through the voodoo doll. Everything about... Wow, Andrea, that was really good. I'm really grateful that you brought that into our lives.
I can see why I was scared as a kid now.
Because yeah, I don't think watched it since I was like 12 and I'd forgotten all. And I think I probably took it at face value when I was 12. But now as an adult, this is a great movie.
Yeah,
I'm going to show other people it.
I mean, I'm going to show my kids. All, like many teenagers in the past have discovered how hilarious this is. And that's why it was so popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for bringing this.
Thank you. I was like watching it the entire time. Not saying.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens with this movie. Well, it was completely unexpected that it was going to be that good. I'm sorry. It just, what a left turn for how good that was. Well, thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to... This is it. This is the end of our show. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug or say?
No. Thank you for having me. That was a lot of fun.
When is the new season starts in January?
Yeah, we the first episode airs January 19th on CBC.
Oh.
We will post
very soon. Actually, like a month from today. From what we're the day we're watching this.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very different from Chucky or from Child's Play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kim's Convenience and Child's Play have no overlap with each other.
No.
Or maybe in scenes you're not in, they do. Like, maybe it's like the A plot is like they get a new doll in the Kim's Convenience store.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and the
what
B
it
plot
is
like what
you're
you
busy.
Do.
You're not at the store. You're somewhere else.
I know. I just fast forward to my part, so I never actually know what's happening. It's like, oh, there's a doll.
I mean, honestly, yeah, good for you. I hope that's what you
do. You're a busy person. You don't have time to watch all of a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like the kid in this movie.
All 20 yeah. minutes.
I just think
I
it's a drama.
So
yeah, yeah.
Well, Andrea, so wonderful. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing thank you for having me.
For having this in our lives right now. Alex, did you take a screenshot of Andrea watching the movie?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to promo the show.
Of just your jaw fully dropped.
Yeah.
It was a truly shocking thing. Yeah, well, that's it. That's the show. Guys, Alex, when is this coming? There's no point in promoing the thing on Monday because this is coming out.
I think it's going to come out on Monday.
Can we quickly promo it?
Yeah, quickly promo it.
Okay, we're quickly promo something. 9 o'clock, Monday. A link that's going to be on our Instagram and Twitter. Sonar is doing the 12 days of Sonar, and we're day 9?
Yeah.
Day 10? We're on Monday, December 21st, we're doing a live on YouTube version of our podcast, but we're not watching a movie. We're talking about our most fun theater experiences. Hopefully it's a lot of people getting HJs through a popcorn. Is that what we're talking about? Anyways, we're going to have people call in. We got to organize it. Watch out for the link.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Andrea.
That's the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.